The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I agree with all. Is there a part of it that you don't agree with? Ascending quarterback, yes.
But I'm going to say this right now. I'll make this bold prediction.
The Willy Wonka golden ticket promotional idea is probably the best idea I have ever had. It's probably the best idea anybody has ever had.
Oh, boy.
Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns next year.
What?
What will be the state of this company if I am the only one coming up with the great ideas? Right?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What makes you say that?
I gotta hear this.
Because they do have a good roster. I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield. Clearly the people in Cleveland aren't sold on Baker Mayfield.
Hey, Oscar. Ooh. How much of a hit is 10% of our Blue Cross account?
10%?
Yeah.
They're our largest client.
Yeah.
It's gonna hurt.
They are an Aaron Rodgers away from winning a Super Bowl, and that's why he's gonna wind up there.
Wow.
That's a bombshell.
My golden ticket idea? Okay. Why would anyone think that this is my golden ticket idea? There's a 1 in 13 chance that this could be anybody's golden ticket idea.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she...
I want to start with the most important thing today. You would think that that would be a philosophy for most days, but no. Hold the most important thing for later on. Gabe, how was golf yesterday? Did you win? No win?
Well, we have no idea.
Time out.
Yeah, time out. That was the most important thing of the day.
Yes, first of all.
Yeah, I'm like, where's she going with this? I'm like, oh boy.
I was really curious.
How do you not know if you won or not?
So we got pulled off the golf course because of severe weather. And we didn't get enough matches in for our annual Wisconsin versus Illinois. You know, we were losing, but we only had like a handful of matches in. So it's not enough. It's like calling the game after the first quarter.
Why does he enjoy it so much when you're losing?
Because that's why they left. That was totally me. We're losing. Rain. I'm out of here. Yeah.
Well, they blew the horn, so we had to go in. And then they told us, yeah, we're probably not going to let you go in. Or go back out until like 5. And Steven and I was paired with Steven Watson. You can catch on the tee Monday 6 to 7 right here on 94.5 ESPN. We were going to do on the tee yesterday from the golf course. So it's like, well, if we go back out at 5 o'clock, we're still not going to be able to finish the current match we're playing because we got to come back and do the show from the clubhouse. So we decided, well, we're not going to get any more golf in. The worst thing is if we stand around for the next 3 hours waiting to get back out there, don't get back out there. And then do the golf show and get home at 9 o'clock.
Wait, so there's a chance that you win if you go back? You have to go back,
though. Because we wouldn't have had enough daylight. Like, it's getting, sunset's at like 7:15. It's getting to the point where I'm starting to get a little depressed in the morning because I wake up and it's still dark outside and it's, you know, it's pitch black by 8 o'clock. Thankfully, football season is here, and that kind of, you know, helps you get through the dark times.
Football season is here! We celebrated that yesterday on the show, that today is, in fact, the first week of football until February. You have NFL football every single week until February. You weren't here to celebrate that yesterday. It is not the only thing that you missed yesterday, though, Gabe.
I got some questions. I mean, Steven and I, we listened a little bit. Heard you guys talking about football. You guys were talking about the targeting rule in college football because on Monday night there were 4 ejections in the first half for targeting in the Ole Miss-Louisville game. But
got out of the car.
Got out of the car, got out of range because we were driving down to Illinois. And I got some text messages, something about placenta.
So what did I miss? What did I miss?
Yeah, placentas, baby teeth, baby hair.
Gabe, please never leave me again.
Baby nails.
What
else?
In the Sam hell was going on?
Yeah, so...
We didn't get the news that Olivia Munn was pregnant till today, guys.
Which, by the way, what?
Yeah, he's really struggling with this. Ashton is really struggling with the revelation that Olivia Munn is pregnant. Is it because of who she's pregnant with?
Yeah.
John Mulaney.
It's a baby.
Isn't her 20 minutes up?
I mean, she's an actress. Like she's
a B level. I've never seen her in anything.
Well, you've never seen her in anything good.
Yeah, the most popular thing she probably did was Newsroom.
Which actually, she was quite good in that.
Yeah.
Okay, back to what we were talking about.
So he is moving, right? They're emptying their house right now because they're doing the big renovation. So they had to pack up all the boxes. And Chewy was saying that Angie's a hoarder. That she saves things. And that, you know, there's baby teeth. He found baby teeth.
Well, this is what we did, Gabe. So we have a St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah.
Right? This is going there.
Like a Goodwill.
So there's four girls next door, age 6, I believe, to 3. So I'm like, here, girls, have at it. Gianna's old toys, whatever you want. So there was a little toy treasure chest, and they opened it up, and there's teeth inside.
Oh, my God. Like, how traumatizing is that for those children?
They wanted to play with the teeth. I'm like, that is disgusting. And the smell?
Well, I mean, if Chewy thinks it's disgusting, you know some sort of line has been crossed.
Oh, yeah, it's way out there, right? Because he has very, very low standards when it comes to that type of stuff.
So this went on to, Jen still has 9 of Chase's teeth. 9. Why isn't 1 good enough? Why do you need 9?
Why do you need 1?
Exactly.
Well, to your point.
This is what I needed yesterday.
Yesterday reminded us that they are tiny pieces of disintegrating bone. So you need 9 because they eventually will turn to dust and one of them will hopefully last.
Gabe, this isn't even the weirdest thing yesterday.
But,
just FYI.
What are you doing with them?
You're just keeping them, Gabe. You just keep them.
Where?
I have them in a little satchel in the safe.
In the safe?
Yes!
Gabe, why don't you ask Jen why? Ask her why. See what your answer is.
Why?
For sentimental reasons.
Good enough reason.
You have the kid.
Yes. Thank you.
He's still there.
Does your mom still have your teeth?
I hope to God
not. Text her right now. Text her right now and ask if she has any of your or your sister's teeth from when you were a child. Because I still contend this is not that strange.
While you're texting her, can you also ask her if she kept the umbilical cord like Chen did?
Yes. That was the kicker.
For all 3?
No, just the 1. I found it in a little envelope.
Yeah. Yes. It went off the rails. Yes.
I'm going to sit over here now. As far away from
well,
as
listen, in my defense, I was mortified to reveal that detail on the radio yesterday. Okay?
That should tell you something. That you, of all people, we're mortified and embarrassed to share that nugget. That should tell you something.
And yeah, then, I mean, now that when you say it out loud, it does sound very bizarre. It does sound really weird.
Now, Gabe, I did say I think it'd be pretty cool. Like, if I had to have my foot amputated, I'd probably keep it.
Keep the foot?
Yeah.
Sure.
No?
Yeah, I can see keeping the foot.
I mean, that's not weird.
No. You can't say sure to that when I have tiny little cute teeth.
No, they're not
staying
cute.
Sitting in a satchel. He just said he's going to keep a whole damn appendage, and you're like, yeah, that seems they're tracks. That makes sense. That seems about right.
The teeth are cute when they're in the mouth.
Yeah, but
when
the
they fall
mine,
out of the mouth,
Jen,
they're no longer cute.
The foot is mine, right?
It's your dog.
Yeah, if Chase wanted to keep his teeth, like whatever, man.
But
maybe he
morphed,
does. Maybe he does. Maybe that's
it.
What it was. You know
I
what? Let's go with that.
It.
Let's go with the fact
Text
that I
Chase
assume
right
that Chase one day will want to have his baby teeth. Now, we did have several people weigh in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line, 800-990-3776, saying that there are practical reasons for keeping some of those things, stem cells, DNA, all that sort of stuff. I could easily say, yeah, that's why I kept them. Because someday I may need the stem cells in that tiny little dried up area of blood.
I'm so upset.
And I quote, my text to my mother, do you have any of your children's baby teeth? Nope.
There you go. I wouldn't even ask my mother. She'd laugh. She'd be like, what's the matter with you? You're disgusting. I don't want any of your
All right. I think we've established that Jen is disgusting, right? Do we need Jason Wilde to come back on the program to rearticulate that? He has done that the last time he was here with us. Hey, Aaron Rodgers chatted yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show. I guess this is going to be a thing going forward, right? Every Tuesday?
It's what they said at the end of it.
Every Tuesday he's going to hang out with Pat McAfee and
like
company. So this seems to be the first time. And guys, if you missed any of it, well, you didn't miss any of it. Because all they did was rehash and rehash and rehash all of the things that we have been talking about for the last 6 months here in Green Bay. Which brings me back to the point I have made. Are we really going to keep doing this?
Yes.
Because the season is starting now. Like, we are officially in the season. This is prep week for week one. This is preparing for the Saints in Jacksonville. It is time to turn the page. It is time to shut that chapter. I am so sick and tired of rerunning all of these storylines. And that's what Aaron and Pat McAfee did yesterday. They just reran all of the same storylines. So let's begin with this. Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday and said that his motivation for this whole thing was not to slam the organization. Ashton? Yeah.
But it didn't seem right the entire time, because my motivation was never to slam the organization or the fan base or anybody specifically. I was just in contemplation and wanted to, take time to think about where I was at and what I wanted to do. I didn't want to get into, match, and you and that other scrub from WWE, who always tried to, I'm not gonna mention his name.
Please don't.
Thank you.
I just wanted it to be cordial. I love the organization. I've had a long time being here, and I didn't want to make it, make it play out in public.
It doesn't even sound like him. Does he sound weird?
Time out. Who's he talking about?
Adam Cole, baby.
I have no idea who that is. Yeah, never heard of him.
He is somebody that Pat McAfee actually wrestled in NXT, which is WWE territory. But Adam Cole also showed up at All Out on Sunday night, which was fantastic.
Somebody make him stop.
Just made a surprise appearance. Everybody was just coming out. And then you know who came out after that?
Stop talking.
On Sunday, it was Bryan Danielson. He came out.
Yes.
Everybody was going, yes.
Why are we endorsing this? He just went down Nerd Boulevard.
Yeah. Pat McAfee's a punter.
He also does commentary on SmackDown Friday nights.
I'm just saying, he's
and
a
then,
punter.
Yeah, and then he wrestled two matches against Adam Cole. Two matches against Adam Cole.
Okay, so Adam Cole, never heard of him before. So good job.
Yeah.
And apparently he has been critical of Rogers. Is that what Rogers was trying to say?
No, he was referencing the feud that Adam Cole and Pat McAfee had.
Oh my God, this has gotten crazy,
but doesn't he sound different, though? Is he... That audio, that's not the Aaron... We normally hear, is it? Ashton, help me out here.
I could not even possibly begin to try and help you.
So you think
he sounds a little different?
What
do you mean different?
His voice. He's Borat. Huh?
You think he's intentionally trying to lower his voice?
Yes,
like a pre-pubescent
teen?
What is Borat?
You never seen Borat?
When you said it, I thought it reminded me of the is it the Sandlot where he's like Kennedy.
That's not the Sandlot.
What is it?
That is
Ferris Bueller's Day
Off.
Yes, thank you. Ferris Bueller's
what
Day Off.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Rogers has a deep voice.
This is what happens when you keep your children's teeth. You go crazy.
Yes.
Do you believe him? He says his motivation was not to slam the organization in public. Do you believe him?
No, I don't believe anything the guy says anymore, because I feel like a flippin' idiot for sitting here and saying there's a 95% chance he's not coming back. So, no.
Well, because that was posturing, right? That was his posturing. He wanted people to think that this was dire straits.
If someone asked him, was it ever 95% chance you're not coming back, he'd say no. It was never that high.
He said, the highest it probably got was 50-50.
Yeah. So we're idiots. We're stupid. We're falling into the trap.
I don't think that he stayed quiet, guys, to protect the organization. I think he stayed quiet to protect himself.
I agree.
I think he revealed that to us when he said his line about silence, right? It was like, sometimes the loudest person is not the smartest person, or sometimes the loudest person doesn't have all the facts and all of that stuff. But where's that silence now? Where is it? Now is when I want the silence. Show me how smart you are, Aaron. Show me that you're the smartest person and stop talking about this. Are you trying to tell me that you and Pat McAfee can't talk about anything else? Did you just like...
You okay over there? Your teeth coming out?
Just reach down and just like...
Let me tell you...
Hey, at least my mic was off this time.
I can still hear with my headphones.
You could have ignored it.
No, actually I couldn't.
Do you guys know how bad this is going to get towards the end of the year?
It's going to get obnoxiously bad.
What do you mean?
Are you coming back? What do you think? Is everything good? Are you coming back? Do you like everyone here? How's the relationship with you?
How's the communication?
Yes, okay. Are you gonna restructure your contract? No, because you're in cap hell next year. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be back?
Well, wait, but whose fault is that? Because you know who's going to get blamed for it is the media. The media asking all of these questions. But again, hasn't the groundwork been laid for them to ask those questions? If you believe that this is the last dance, if you believe that this is the last run for this group and Aaron Rodgers under center in Green Bay, don't you have a responsibility as you get closer to that inevitable finish line to ask those questions? Or do you just go, la-dee-da-dee-da?
What do you think, Rob Domofsky is going to sit there and ask this question every week from 17 through 18?
Week 17 through 18?
Yes!
Yes, I do.
I think if you ask it once, you get the answer and then you move on.
All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. 800-990-3776. Rogers says his motivation was not to slam the organization. That's why it rolled out the way that it did over this summer. Do you believe him? Plus, it is National Ampersand Day. Did I get that right? Ampersand Day?
Yes.
Ampersand Day. Do you know what an ampersand is? We'll discuss after this.
I don't know if Jen is storing those baby teeth in some sort of alcohol to preserve them, but the type of alcohol I need after hearing that story, that's what I can find at Discount Liquor. Two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha and Barstow in Maine. They've served southeastern Wisconsin for over 60 years, always locally owned and family operated. What's great about Discount Liquor, you walk in and it can be overwhelming. It's a giant store, thousands of varieties of beer, liquor, and wine. But if there's something that you're specifically trying to find, their friendly staff can point you in the right direction to make sure that your family party, football party, or just, you know, something you want to have around the house is perfect for that occasion. Discount Liquor, two locations, 51st Oklahoma and Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on Barstow in Maine.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Publications out there that seem to be predicting Rodgers will at least go out this year in the Super Bowl, if not winning the Super Bowl. Chew, you've always said that expectations in Green Bay are Super Bowl or bust. Does this year feel different to you? Does this feel like there's extra motivation? Does it feel like Rodgers is using the last dance thing to like elevate everybody's expectations? Does it feel like it's Super Bowl or bust more so this year than any other year in Green Bay?
No, it doesn't. Because last year was the scorched, I said it yesterday, the scorched earth year. And it's not always because it's going to reset once Rodgers leaves. Because they're not winning a Super Bowl under Love's first year.
No.
Right? Maybe second year. Maybe third year. So it's going to change. But I would say it feels about the same. They're not the top dog. Because there are gaps. Right? I still don't like the D-line. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the linebackers are. They do have playmakers, though.
Oh, you said
that last week. They do have playmakers. But then the offensive line, which they seem to always figure out, could turn into a disaster. Right?
I have a hard time because, and it's because they, like you said, they always figure it out. Like, they figure out the offensive line. I can see it being not as good as we accept. I just can't see it being an absolute disaster.
The center position scares me. And I'll tell you what scares me, Gabe, is the two guys right next to each other that are youngsters.
It's not the center position. That's because, I mean, again, he was a second-round pick. You expect second-round picks to step up and play quite frequently in the NFL.
Yeah, but we've had flops as second-round picks.
Sure.
Sherrard. He was a first round pick, and he was awful. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's a concern. They have what I see is probably three areas of concern.
Offensive line, defensive line, and what?
Special teams.
Linebackers.
That's a concern every year.
Well, when you have a bad... See, Ron Wolf's philosophy of building a defense was you have two very good corners and you have the best defensive line in football, which makes your linebackers can be guys. You know, and I'm not saying anything disparaging to Brian Williams, Kuntz, and Wayne Simmons was pretty good, but they bring in Seth Joyner, and he wasn't. Wayne Simmons... You can get by with that, but this defensive line is just, in my estimation, they have a guy. They have Kenny Clark, and then the other guys are journeymen, right?
Couldn't Za'Darius Smith be up there if he meets expectations, if he exceeds expectations, if he gets on the dang field?
I think Chewy's talking more about inside linebacker versus outside linebacker.
Yeah, yeah. No, their rush guys are fine. It's just they're very, in my belief, exposed in the middle to a team. That not predominantly, but balances their run game with the pass. You know, San Francisco 49ers, they want to grind it out.
Okay, so you're going to get a good idea, I mean, theoretically, when the season starts this weekend, of how that defense holds up. But what about the idea of regressing to the mean, Gabe? Like, the Packers have been 13-3 the last two seasons, and they've just gotten on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. You can't do that again, can you? I mean, you can't have another great regular season with a couple of hiccups here and there, and then fall short of getting to the Super Bowl. Like, are you on board with people saying, like, scorched earth, Matt LaFleur is a great play caller? Like, there's all these reasons why the Packers should be the top team in the NFC, and yet you have the things that Chewy just mentioned that kind of keep you from going that far. Where are you right now as we start the season this weekend? Where are you with expectations for this team, and realistically, what do you think is possible?
I think going to a Super Bowl is certainly possible. That, I mean, this talent, this roster is good enough. The talent is there. Now, again, like, injuries can really disrupt that because it's a top-heavy roster, but they've got plenty of playmakers on this team. Matt LaFleur is a really good coach. Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Aaron Jones, really good running back. Devontae Adams, one of the best receivers in the NFL. I feel like trying to focus too much on the warts. All these other teams have warts. Like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive line, it's not like they have the best unit at every position. They went 11-5. They went 11-5 last year, and could have easily lost to the Packers in the NFC Championship game. And they return everybody, and it is really hard to win, as Chewy can attest to win those back-to-back Super Bowls. But I just see that this team is one of the best. You look around the NFC. The NFC West, they've got some really good teams out there, but they've got warts as well. There isn't a team out there that has, yep, this is a great thing. This is a great thing. Everything about this team is great. That doesn't exist in today's NFL.
See, all we have that right now that exists is paper. It's all we can look at, right? Because the preseason now is turned into just worthless. So all we have is paper. And I know this, all right? Tampa Bay will be a top 10 offense. Would you agree with me there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay is also going to be a top 10 defense. Would you agree with me there?
I could see them potentially not being a top 10 defense.
They got a lot of...
You know what? I take that back. Look at the division they play in, man.
I know. So they're going to be a top 10 defense
against those bad offenses.
Are the Packers going to be a top 5 offense?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the defense is. Could be 28th. Could be 10th.
They won't be 28th.
But as we've indicated, but Gabe, we did that exercise. I made you do the homework last week, the week before. I can't keep straight. What is time? But the point was is that even the years that they've had bad defenses, like stacking up against other defenses in the league, they've still been a good team. They've still been able to crank out wins.
Yes.
And that, of course, most people believe is because Aaron Rodgers leads that offense. And that is not to say that the talent around Aaron Rodgers are a bunch of Jags or just a bunch of guys. They're not. They have good talent around them. That's why I've always pushed back on the narrative that the front office hasn't given Rodgers talent. I think the guys around him are a better than average to elite at most of the offensive positions, okay? And you can make the case about Corey Linsley being one of the best guys at his position and now has gone elsewhere, and they're trying to figure that out. That's just kind of a byproduct of moving on from a guy maybe too early. Maybe Rodgers has a case there. But again, the point is there's a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball, and I do think that that side is going to have to carry this team at least at the beginning. And Rodgers seems to believe that as well, right? He believes that on that side of the ball they are going to be a strong guest. they're going to be able to really make some stuff happen. What I did find interesting when Rodgers was talking to McAfee yesterday was that he said that communication has been better. Because if there's one thing that we think could be the fly in the ointment, right, the thorn in your side, it is the relationship between Rodgers and Goody going forward. But he has said now that that seems to be getting better, Ashton.
I don't want to get into the depth of the conversations or the actual conversations too much. I just feel like some things need to be left where they're at. I will say that there has been better communication than in years past. I think that was understood by all parties involved that was kind of needed moving forward to have a chance to keep this thing rolling. So that was definitely a different level of communication than years past, for sure.
Does that make you feel more confident about the direction things are going? Because I think Aaron Rodgers is such a complicated guy that you could almost make the argument that if communication stayed pat, if Goody just kind of did what he's been doing, that that would irritate and irk and motivate Rodgers in a different way. Right? Obviously, the goal here has always been better communication. That is what Rodgers has been seeking. He's talked about the culture, the philosophy, the character, etc. Now that communication is better, should we be worried about that? Should be like, oh, well.
I don't know. I just don't know.
How much did you, Ron?
I mean, I know exactly where you're going.
How much did you see Ron during your...
And I didn't want to see Ron. All I wanted to do, because it was a plateful enough, is play football. I mean, where's he going to get this time to, well, you should bring this guy in.
But that was my biggest issue with this whole thing, Chew, was like, how much are you actually going to see Goody? Why is this such a big deal? Once the season starts, your path is barely crossed. Is this just an ego stroke? You just need to be involved in the conversations? Because, again, you've been saying that the entire time I've been around you, Chew, that once the season starts, the relationship is basically...
Yeah, you don't have time.
You mentioned on paper. It's an on-paper relationship.
You know what I think it is, Jen? And I know people that are like this. It's called control freaks. Just want to control everything. They'll give you might as well get in trouble. What the hell? It's Wednesday.
I wanted to say, you know? Buddy, don't do it. What am I doing? Don't go to the edge, man.
It's like when I ask someone in the household where you want to go to dinner, and I throw out... You know, suggestions? No, I don't want to go there. Nah, I don't want to go there. No, I don't want to. How
Does
about Italian?
Say-
yeah, let's go Italian. We haven't had that in 12 hours. Let's do that again. You know?
Does she say, I don't care, you
I
choose?
I didn't say she.
Oh,
I said
in
the household.
In the household.
Okay?
I mean, well, very
in the household,
clear. We're not
in
throwing
the
our guy under
two,
the bus.
Two women you, right now.
Do you know people like that want your suggestion, but... It could really care less.
At the end, it doesn't
really
matter.
They're just like, well, where do you want to go?
Rodgers did talk about that yesterday with McAfee. Again, I'm going to go back to my point that I made at the top of the show. It does feel like he's continuing to talk about something that we don't need to be talking about anymore. But since he continues to talk about it, we are forced to react to it. But he did talk about how he believes that with his tenure, that he's the longest tenured person in that building, and that he believes that that brings certain levels of expertise that they should want. And of course, McAfee just like, they should want that guy's opinion. I can't believe there are people out there who don't want this guy's opinion. The Chuckle Fest has begun on the Pat McAfee Show. Hey, football season is here, and it is Boucher Automotive football kickoff week right here on 94.5 ESPN. With 16 different new car brands, over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive is where you will find your very next ride. And 94.5 ESPN is where you'll find all the conversation and information to get you ready for football. So keep it parked right here all week long as we get you ready for the green and gold season with big time analysis, big time guests. It is Boucher Automotive football kickoff week right here on 94.5 ESPN. Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
10 seems a little early for driving stick.
Well, I grew up on the farm. Can you guys drive stick?
A lot of free
Shut
time,
up.
Jen.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we've got Justin McCoy, our friend from Cousin Subs, who's going to join us very shortly. Take out the trash, a Wednesday staple. Plenty of things for us to get feisty about. And Sophia Minard is going to join the show. My goodness, those Brewers. just on a roll, returning the favor a little bit yesterday to the Phillies, which was good. I was out there at the ballpark. Really, you can just tell that people are just jazzed about this squad. It's pretty exciting.
You've got a different friend named Gabe. What's going on here?
My new friend, Gabe. My new friend, Gabe.
No new friends.
No new friends. Certainly not new friends named Gabe.
Correct.
We have been talking about Aaron Rodgers this morning, who did his, I guess now, weekly segment on the Pat McAfee show. He's mentioned a number of things. And look, my point is, it looks like we're just going to keep rehashing this sucker. Because again, now the season has started, and I have been saying for months now, great, it's all out there. We know both sides. We understand where you're coming from. We know what you want and all of that. Once the season starts, you got to pull the rope in the same direction. Everybody's got to be on the same team. You all got to be working towards a common goal. And every time Rodgers steps in front of a microphone, it does feel like he is still talking about the feud from this summer. And Chu, that gives you a little bit of concern, because you're saying it could kind of be a distraction if we can't put this this thing to bed.
I think it will be. Closer we get to the end of the year, because...
So you don't think at the beginning it'll be an issue at all? You think that once the season starts, we'll be...
Unless they lose, say, three in a row or something like that, and things are... Because he gets snippy, gets ornery. Almost like in this interview, they should do it on a Thursday or something. Because he does still seem kind of...
But he does it on Tuesday because that's the off day.
No, I know, but doesn't... I don't know. I'm in a much better mood on Thursdays than I'm on Tuesdays. Correct? Are you guys?
Yeah, but doesn't that have to do with the fact that you're almost done with your work week?
Yes.
Theoretically, he's just starting his...
Yeah, like he's ramping
yeah,
up
but
to
the
Sunday.
Practices...
So for him, Tuesday is like Sunday.
Yeah, but Wednesday...
Wednesday is Monday, Thursday is Tuesday, Friday is Wednesday.
How far do you think you can go down to that before
No, but here's the deal. Wednesday blows, okay? And then Thursday stinks.
Like,
but
like
at
Wednesday
the end
practice
of a Thursday,
like Wednesday,
it's
Friday.
Awesome, because you're on the backside.
But he's not.
Yeah, he is. Because the fun day is Sunday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I just assumed that was work day. That was like the most important work day.
No. Sunday is fun day.
What's the most important work day for us?
Every day, Gabe.
I don't know. I don't like Mondays.
Yeah, I'm aware.
See, his Monday is Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. So his Tuesday, which you're suggesting he does, is Thursday.
No, it's not Thursday. Thursday's a good day.
Wait, then where do you go from Monday? So you go from Monday to where?
I don't know. Like, there's...
Thank you! There it is! I knew we'd get to it eventually.
Thursday's a Thursday. Friday is... Friday's a Saturday. Saturday's a Saturday. And then Sunday's
he gets two
a Saturday.
Saturdays?
This is the dumbest
if
thing
I
ever
knew
sounded.
That you got two Saturdays being a professional football player, I'll tell you what, I would have considered it a little more.
I'd have tried a little bit harder if I
would
have got two
harder.
Saturdays.
Thursdays below. Because you know after a loss or even after a big win, you're going to get screamed at. And
wait,
who
so
likes getting screamed at?
Wait, but he has two Saturdays, but does he have two Mondays? Is Monday a Monday and Wednesday is a Monday?
No, because Monday you have Tuesday off. But Tuesday's a Sunday, kind of. Tuesday's a Sunday.
Who's on first, guys? You know what I mean?
But you see what I'm saying?
Not at all. No, not at all. I'm trying to follow
it. In fact, put it on the poll. Does anyone see what Chewy is saying?
The question is, do you see what Chewy is saying?
I'm just telling you, Tuesdays are
right?
they're like a Sunday. It's like, all right, you got to go to work tomorrow.
All right, listen, as we get excited for the Green Bay Packers starting their season this weekend against the Saints in Jacksonville, Aaron Rodgers is giving reason for optimism, guys. He is saying that there has been improvement. There has been progress when it comes to communication. And he talks about how Matt LaFleur and the coaching staff have let him kind of be in some of those conversations. But this was the long thing he said yesterday about why maybe the Packers organization was resistant to bringing him in that fold, to changing the way they've done things.
Objectively, there's been a lot of success in Green Bay doing it kind of this way, you know, where coaches coach, players play, and personnel people make decisions. They've also been fortunate to have some pretty good quarterback play over the last 31 years-ish starting. So for me, it was just wanting to have a bigger impact in decisions that directly affect my job, that I feel like I'm competent enough to communicate with about, that I know nobody knows the locker room better than I do. Nobody has been, you know, around this place in a position of influence longer than I have. And I mean influence, I've been starting now for 14 years. So nobody knows the product like I do on the field. And that gives me a perspective that I feel like adds, not dominates, but adds to a conversation when you're talking about players or decisions that directly impact the product on the field. And that was my thing the entire time. I believe for the majority of the offseason, there was an unwillingness to budge or to have those conversations. But you never know. I believe in the possibility for people to change and grow. And it just takes small, minor adjustments in habits. Habits take, on average, scientifically, I read this, about 3 weeks to fully kind of lock in your brain and change. And so I always feel like that I'm 3 weeks away from an epiphany or a major life change or an adjustment that's going to positively impact my life. And everybody who is in a position of influence here in Green Bay is 3 weeks away from that as well.
Well, first of all, Chewy really loves when Rodgers goes into the Om Shoma Om or whatever.
Yeah, Om Shante Om.
Shante Om.
A la Baruga
Tala. What was your
Jirete?
Reaction to like, the lengthy like stream of consciousness from Aaron Rodgers?
Like, if it's not broke, then why fix it? Look, you can have, I could give a crap about Zen and this and meditation. If it works for you, that's wonderful. It doesn't work for everyone. I don't need it. I could care less, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my whole takeaway from that is like, you're having great success. I mean, I understand tweaking things a little bit, but you don't need to blow up the system.
And I don't think that's what he's asking for. He's just asking to have some info. I don't think that's blowing up the system. That's going, hey, once you've reached a certain level of in this organization, when you've been around so long, yeah, you can have some input. We're going to listen to the ideas that you have. They're not, you know, he's not saying implement all the ideas that I have. He just wants a seat at the table.
But you're on your way out. I mean, he'd have a lot more power if he was Patrick Mahomes, 28, 29, 30 years old. But when you know someone's on the way out.
But this organization's not going to give the power to somebody like that. They're not going to listen to somebody like that if they're not listening to somebody who's been around that long.
But they might be forced to, Gabe. If Patrick Mahomes took the same stance in Kansas City that Rodgers took this year, they would have had to handle that a hell of a lot differently.
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act like a lot of this doesn't have to do with personality. Right? Like, just think about the people who you are okay bringing into the fold, bringing into the circle. Think about the way they carry themselves. Think about the way that they have to interact with other people. I think a little bit of this is because I go back to Rodgers being a grind. Right? Like, you may recognize that he's very intelligent. You may recognize that he has a lot of insight when it comes to the football thing, but you also go, he's exhausting. He's just exhausting. And there's one other thing, too, that I don't think he recognizes. It's his own biases. Like, when you have a personal relationship with guys, which you're expected to when you're in the locker room with them, right? You want your quarterback to be buddies with the receivers, the offense, all of those guys who are working together on a weekly basis. Sometimes you don't recognize other people's warts and flaws. You're less likely to say, Randall Cobb's missed a step, or Jordy Nelson slowed down, or whatever the case may be, because you're pals with them. And the thing about the front office is there's a separation there. Right? You can be critical about a front office looking at players as just a commodity, as just a number, you know, wanting to see their 40 times, wanting to see how well they do on the field. But at the end of the day, it's cut and dry. It's not, well, I really like that guy. Oh, he's a buddy of mine. He comes over for barbecue.
But it's not cut and dry, Jen. Because if he was cut and dry, guess who would not be the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers this year? If he was just straight up cut and dry. Like, Jordan Love's not the best option to be the Packers' backup quarterback. Now, he's the best option for them going forward because they decided to invest a first-round pick. But when it comes to front offices, they just have different biases. It may not be personal, but they have... Chewy, you've talked about it. How many times?
About a front office picking a guy and then confirmation bias.
They end up sticking around on a roster because,
GMs don't
this
like
is
the
my
cut.
Guy.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
going to cut
yeah,
my guy.
Yeah, sure.
So it's a, I mean, it's a different
confirmation bias.
It's a different bias, but
you
it still
skew
exists.
The reality. You skew the reality because you want to confirm what you have always thought, right? And so you put them in a better position to ultimately confirm your thought, which is that's the guy.
But
he's the one we want running this
but
franchise.
Do you guys think that? And I'll call him prima donnas because Brett was a prima donna when he was exiting. Aaron clearly is. Do you think they struggle with finality? They see the end of the line and they go bat spit crazy? Because if you look at Brett and that same, he went.
Oh,
I mean, some of the things he said, like, the hell are you talking about? We sucked in 90s while we were experienced.
He didn't say you sucked. You just weren't as talented
but
as you thought.
But I mean, there are parallels here to, like, these guys are both nuts.
BTW, did you name your fantasy team that? You said that was going to be the fantasy team name.
Oh, yeah. No, our fantasy team is not talented but experienced.
Yes! Not talented but experienced. Okay. Welcome to Gen
What's
Game
the name
and Chewy?
Of your team?
Complicated Falada.
That's okay. All right.
Well, you got the F E L L A D A. Complicated Falada.
Makes sense. I'm kind of digging it. But you tell me, I mean, you're the one. I mean, for you, it was a little bit different because you had your injury and that kind of brought your time in the NFL done sooner. But my guess is, yeah, you get to the end of the line and you know what's coming. That's going to mess with you mentally.
I would think, yeah. I don't know. Hell.
Now he's back to being upset because he brought up that his guy threw him under the bus back in 2006.
Yeah. We're changing the name of our team to Screw You 4.
The Jewelry Center. I have no idea how to transition out of that. The Jewelry Center, shoptjc.com. That's where I went. I decided that, you know, that I wanted to get engaged. I wanted to take that next step. And the Jewelry Center made that process easy for me. It can be stressful, but not with the Jewelry Center. Shoptjc.com is their website. Go on there. You can get a quote within a few hours. You can build a ring if you want to do that. Or you can just reach out to them. If you don't have a clue, talk to the Jewelry Center. Look at your significant other's Facebook, Pinterest. Get ideas. Send those to the Jewelry Center. They'll be able to kind of craft something, put something together for you. And the great part, engagement ring starting at just $7.99, which is $35 a month. You can live chat on the website. Or maybe, you know, you're looking for other pieces of jewelry. Well, they've got great in-house repairs. They've got great selection of watches. Check them out in three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Or shop the Jewelry Center online at shoptjc.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want to tell us right now what it is?
No. Nope.
Can you, the PG version of whatever says on your screen, tell us what a tallywhacker is?
Wow, I'm taking the under on that
one.
Well,
I think three of the four of us have them.
Okay.
But he's not sure. Could be four of four.
On 94.5 ESPN.
National Ampersand Day. I put it on my ESPN. Well, it's my Twitter account. I was going to say my ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account, but it's just Jen Latta. I put it at Jen Latta. Which of these symbols are you more confident you can pronounce correctly? The and symbol or the star symbol?
What's the and? Addition?
No. Have you never watched
Wheel
of Fortune?
What's this? What's this?
Really good for people who can't see it on the radio.
I'm asking Chewy specifically.
It looks like a ribbon.
who does not want to wear the ribbon?
And?
Rhythmic gymnastics.
That's and?
Yeah.
That's what that symbol means.
No, plus symbol.
But there is a
name for it.
Yes.
Natilde?
That's Spanish.
We've gone over
that's
before.
Not
it's
even.
Not, it's not what
That's I don't know why he calls it a nut tilde.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is
it? It's just a tilde.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Talk to Miss Taggart, okay? She told me it was a nut tilde.
Gabe's fiance speaks Spanish.
She does. Born
Who does?
My fiance. She's born in Puerto Rico.
I speak Spanish, too.
No, you do not.
Muy bueno.
Boom,
roasted.
In English, please, Baxter. You know I don't speak Spanish.
We know you don't speak Spanish. This is an ampersand.
I've never heard of that.
Really? How have you never heard
an
of an
ampersand?
No.
What? Close.
Ampersand.
Ampersand.
Yes.
Sand?
Like sands through the hourglass. Yes.
So go with the green days
ampersand
of our lives.
So what is this?
That's an asterisk.
Is that right?
Yes. And I wish there was a symbol for et cetera. Et
cetera. There is.
There's no symbol for it, but no one says
it
correctly.
But everyone just shortens it to ETC.
ETC.
Yeah.
Et cetera. Right. But
everybody wants to throw like an X in there.
Or say
like
et cetera, which is
oh,
wrong.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. You do it.
If you listen closely,
I don't
you
say
will hear
X cetera.
Yeah,
get out of here. No, I do not. There's no way I've ever said X cetera, X cetera, X cetera. Absolutely not. 0% chance.
What's ergo?
That's just a I mean,
ergo.
Isn't what? It ergo?
I think it's ergo.
Arlo.
I have Arlo's.
Marlo?
Give me another one.
Why don't people use, you just mentioned et cetera. Why don't people use et al? More. Like when you say company, when you're talking about a group, but you mean everyone included.
So what, we're supposed to say Davante Adams, MVS et al?
Yes, that would be good. Yes, exactly. To articulate the rest of the wide receiving core.
What do we say in its place?
Et cetera, of course.
No, we'd be in the guys. I don't know.
Yeah, and company.
Benny
company.
And the Jets.
Love Benny and the Jets.
So I think Chewy has established that this, he's more comfortable saying the and sign than he is saying the other sign. I put it on my Twitter account. Which of these symbols are you more confident that you can pronounce correctly? And as expected, 60% of people say they can say ampersand. Ampersand? Yes, mm-hmm. Sand. Instead of asterisk. Is nope. there an X in asterisk?
Nope. Nope. Asterisk.
Asterisk.
Nope. Like in still a text, wrong. Do you guys asterisk. Ever use that?
Asterisk.
Asterisk. Here, say it with me. Ass.
Ass.
Ter.
Ter.
Isk.
Yes.
Say that
Ash,
one.
Ash, you're a dick. Is that what you said?
Did you beep it?
Yeah, I am too.
What do you mean?
I thought that's what you
like,
said.
Do you
I
use
was just
that
listening.
In a text? Do you, the sand thing?
The ampersand? Yeah. No, I do. You know what I use it? I use it in tweets when I run out of characters. Instead of writing and, I use the ampersand.
See, I just use the plus sign.
I mean, that works.
Right?
That works.
I mean, we're in a world of laziness, right? I mean, I wouldn't even know where to find that on my phone.
Really?
I love how you first of all, of course you can't find anything. You do talk-to-text exclusively.
That's a very good
which
point.
Which is very interesting
well,
sometimes.
Well, no, it for does, us. Yes. Yeah. For the rest of everybody who tries
how
to communicate
many times
with you.
Okay, so what is, let's just, before we go down that path, what is your strategy for understanding choose texts? Because I have to read them out loud.
Yeah, you have to say whatever part is questionable, you say it out loud, and then you can usually put together
context
what
clues.
He's trying to say.
Yes. You're good. Better. Gabe's nailed it. Ashies, you know what the hell I'm talking about.
Unfortunately, right? I do, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So you,
it's a different
are you
language.
Power ranking us based on how
yes.
well we translate your talk to text?
Like, you were horrible at first.
Gabe Gap!
Yeah. But she's better.
After a year, yes, she has gotten much, much better.
Because the problem is I have conversations in my head, but I think I'm having them with you. So I just pick up in the middle of... in the middle of a sentence, which usually gets, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, man.
I should just there should just be an emoji for when I'm confused about whatever it is that Chewy's trying to say. Are you going through our group
text
right now?
I want to go
right
through
now?
And just find like an example of what happens when Chewy tries to talk in
there
text.
Definitely was one from this past weekend. Maybe it was during the Badgers game. He was getting all fired up about the Badgers.
Yeah, I can't say that one.
Can't read that one,
nope,
though, but I also found that one.
What did I do? I don't even remember. But that's not a me thing. That is not a me thing.
How about you say
that's
it,
a Surrey
but in
thing.
Place of whatever it is you can't say, you say et cetera.
Here, refresh my memory.
I don't want to yell that again.
Oh, I don't think I can.
The dump button's not ready again.
It's not ready yet?
It takes 3 minutes.
A while.
He's not
oh,
going
to
say
it had
anything.
To do with the targeting, right?
Yes.
Did it?
Yes.
Yes.
And also he yelled at me and said something that can't say either.
Oh, stick the football.
Yeah, and then the last two words.
I think we all know what that was. I think we all know where you were supposed to stick it. All right, listen, very busy second hour of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Our friend Justin McCoy from Cousin Sub is coming right up. Sophia Minner are going to join this show as well. And we are taking out the trash. Stick around.